This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies, come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. We got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joining us at 9 o'clock. Nats on a heater. James Wood on a heater. Hit a couple home runs yesterday. They've improved to 5-6. And then we're going to talk to one of the Paulsons, Carl Paulson.
Mm-hmm.
Talk more Masters coming up at 9:25. But right now we open up the entertainment page.
That's right. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll hook you up with a sales rep, and they will take care of you. Of course, you can check out their selection of new and used vehicles at BMWFairfax.com. Trust me, it's nothing like driving a BMW. It's just a different kind of car. This is kind of interesting, Cakes. When was the last time you went out to dinner with Amy and you just, you were just like making out with her,
at the table?
In public, at
making
the table.
Making out at dinner?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I mean, I don't know.
That's probably ever happened.
Well, it just happened with Keanu Reeves, who's 60 years old,
okay,
and his girlfriend, Alexandra Grant, who's 52. Now, the one thing I've always found kind of interesting, I thought it was his wife, but I guess it's his girlfriend, is that, and God bless her, more power to her, but she's one of these that she just refuses to dye her hair.
Okay.
So you know.
Full gray.
Yeah, she's just going gray,
mm-hmm,
and she's letting it be, which guys, you know, do. I do. I always think it's a little bit weird when a woman does, like, especially in her early 50s, but yeah, Keanu gets iced, and they're in London. Maybe he thinks because they're in London, you know, but still.
What does that have to do with anything?
Maybe in London?
Maybe you think you're a little more surreptitious. Like, you know, you're not. I mean, London's a big city.
Like,
but
he's world famous. Like,
so he can't go anywhere?
Well, if he's making out with his wife anywhere, somebody's going to either take a picture or video it.
And, of course, he looks like freaking, you know, Keanu Reeves, like with the beard.
Sure.
Like, he looks so weird.
I mean, he's John Wick. Everybody knows him.
Is he doing another John Wick?
Yes. John Wick 5, I believe, is on tap.
Is he?
I think it's because they said they're having a boozy lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, and I think maybe they're a little uninhibited.
Looks like he's having a Bloody Mary, it looks like.
Ooh, delicious.
She has like a glass of wine.
She has a glass of wine or
so
something.
So maybe they're feeling frisky after the alcohol kicked in.
Yeah. So anyway, they're holding hands. They're making out. I mean, God bless them. I guess the relationship goals, right? But making out in public, that's always something that's a little much for me.
It's a little weird.
It's a little much for me.
A little strange, the PDAs.
Yeah. All right, so I haven't really followed this Snow White disaster, but I mean, they're just saying it's just you know, losing so
they
much money.
They poured a bunch of dough
them.
Into it. And
yeah, they're saying
not done
Disney's
well.
Set to lose maybe as much as $115 million on it. And is Rachel Zegler, is she the star?
Yeah, she is.
Of Snow White?
I don't know anything about her. It's hard to call her a star when I've never heard her name attached to anything else.
She looks like a really attractive girl, but 23 years old. She's the star of Snow White. And it's taken about $168 million worldwide. I know the budget was at least $250 million. I don't know. Does this stain her? Does she have an opportunity to get...
Well, it's not great.
I mean, it's not her fault.
If you're attached to a big, giant bomb, like, it's not...
Is it her fault, though? Nah.
I have no idea.
Seems weird.
She's plenty of time to bounce back.
Any of you guys... Your kids want to see it? Snow White?
None of my kids, clamoring to see Snow White.
I know my
White.
Daughters don't.
Yeah, yeah. Drab, you look like you were going to say something. Do you know Rachel Zegler?
I mean, I've just known about her the past year. She continues to stick her foot in her mouth. And
oh, but does she say dumb things?
Yeah, that's the whole point. That's the one of the big storylines of this whole thing is why nobody has seen it. You know, she said, whether you agree with her or not, she said things like, Snow White's not going to be rescued by a man this time.
Right.
She's doing like, I don't know, like for lack of a better phrase, extreme wokeness.
Yeah, progressive Snow White.
Yeah.
She is, or that was just the whole
thing? No, she is on her own. And she's like, the producers are furious at her because she's injecting politics into the promotion of the movie.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every time she's doing promo for it, she's
giving her personal view.
Gotcha.
Which makes, half the country not want to see it.
Right. Okay.
Apparently, there's also some backlash that she's a Latina actress, and some people didn't want to see a Latina actress in the Snow White role.
Well, she's a pretty actress, I can tell you that. This is a weird story. There's now fried chicken flavored toothpaste.
Yeah, I saw KFC toothpaste.
KFC recently introduced fried chicken flavored toothpaste.
Probably delicious.
The flavors are inspired by all of KFC's 11 herbs and spices. That does seem gross.
I mean, let's be honest.
Get out of here.
What tastes better, mint or KFC fried chicken?
Yeah, but after you brush your teeth, you're going to feel like you need to brush it again.
Maybe I want to walk around with chicken breath. It's probably delicious.
So where do they sit?
I'd smoochie cakes if you had some chicken breath.
That sounds terrible. It really does.
The toothpaste is offered on the HisMile website for $13.
High Smile? We're talking toothpaste. Yeah. I'm guessing it's not HisMile.
Probably High Smile.
HisMile.
That's Chris Farley's website.
Yeah.
High Smile? I don't know. HISMILE.
No, Chris Farley's would be his 8 miles or his 20 miles. He's not stopping at a mile.
So who's making it? What company's making
it? I don't know. I guess KFC partnered with toothpaste manufacturer.
So it's actually going to be a toothpaste with KFC's logo on it?
And it tastes like chicken. Inspired by their 11 herbs and spices.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Not
all right, I'm going to put that as our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka.
All right, what's the question?
And Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. That means zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. In or out on KFC toothpaste?
I'm out. In. Do at least try it. I mean,
toothpaste is going to cost $13. Was that about standard for $13?
No.
What's a toothpaste?
Like a tube of toothpaste is five or six bucks, probably.
Right, so Crest is like six. So it's double probably, what a
yeah.
regular.
Yeah.
You can also buy a matching KFC toothbrush for $60. Who the hell would do that?
No.
You got to be an idiot.
I want a Colonel Sanders toothbrush.
You got to be so stupid to do that.
I guess there's a Minecraft movie. Did Kevin talk about the Minecraft movie?
Not yet.
No, but it made a ton of money.
Yeah, they say it did $163 million. Worldwide, $313 million. Wasn't Minecraft, I feel like it had a rejuvenation like a few years ago.
I think it's just been popular for like 20 years, it seems like.
Has it been a steady popularity? I know my son was into it about four or five years ago.
I haven't really kept up with it, but I think it's still popular.
I don't think Kevin talked about Minecraft, but a few weeks ago, Kevin recommended the show The Studio on Apple TV Plus, which stars Seth Rogen.
It's good.
I watched the first two episodes, and interesting that you bring up this movie about the Minecraft movie. So the premise is he becomes the studio head, and he wants to do movies that he's proud of, But the guy that gives him the gig, I guess, that owns the studio is obsessed with Kool-Aid, and he has to come up with a Kool-Aid movie in the first episode.
Because they made so much money off the Barbie movie, now they're like, okay, we're just going to take another huge brand, Kool-Aid, and try to make a movie that's going to make $1 billion with it.
Is it possible? Can you come up with a,
I don't know,
a plot line around
it's
Kool-Aid?
It's pretty funny. It's, I mean, I've seen
it's well
episodes.
Done, and it has good cameos. Like, it had Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
In the first episode, or maybe that was episode 2. I'm not sure.
I'll give you another show to watch. Don't sleep on it. It's called Mobland.
Paramount Plus.
It's Guy Ritchie.
You're a big Paramount Plus guy.
Well, the shows are unbelievable.
You should get an endorsement.
I heard
from
Mobland's
them.
Good. That's with Hardy?
Tom Hardy.
He's, Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah. Tom Hardy is unbelievable in it.
Yeah.
But it's based in London, and it's two British crime families battling it out. It's really good.
EB,
really
did you good. Like Tom Hardy more as Bane or more as Venom? Which Tom Hardy vehicle?
Bane.
Did you Bane. Like Bane more?
Yeah.
Okay, God, I had to check in.
Venom turn good?
I don't know. I didn't see the second Venom. Yeah. Venom, I've always thought kind of a bad guy, but
I think he was a bad guy.
I don't
guy.
Have the most extensive file.
Yeah.
This is always funny. It looks like they caught John Gruden liking just like a thirst trap pic. I don't know about these. You want to help me?
This fell in the honeypot.
Instagram photo.
It's an Instagram reel of some big butt influencer like a Stairmaster.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a picture of him?
And he liked it.
I can't remember who it was, but I know.
Change that to the burner dog.
There was a picture of Gruden with somebody else in NFL circles and their girlfriends. It might have been. Wasn't Sean McVay. It was like another coach.
Yeah.
And they had their girlfriends. I think it was an older coach. And I believe it was Gruden that had his hand on her butt.
Oh, he did.
So that might be his thing.
On the other guy's?
No, on his.
On his wife or girlfriend? Yeah.
I could be botching, but
it's horny.
Confirmed butt man.
Yeah, he's a butt man.
I'm going to see if I find the picture.
That is hilarious. Like, you remember you used to see, like LeBron and all these guys. Do they still do it? They still like all these,
I don't know.
These, Instagram.
I don't keep up with the exploits of LeBron and Kevin Durant social media.
Celebrity liking big butt.
JP used to mention the Instagram. It was like perfect booties or something.
I think LeBron started following. You know what it was? I kind of botched it. So it wasn't John Gruden who was grabbing his girl's butt. He's taking a picture with Sean Payton. And Sean Payton has his hand on his girl's butt in the picture.
I think one of the more famous one is Obama liked Sarah J.
That's a legend. That actually happened.
I'm pretty sure that happened.
That is so funny. You got to be careful. I follow a bunch of like golf influencers, and you know most of them are attractive. I can't like any of the stuff.
That's just
it'd be
how
embarrassing.
White folks will do you?
Hey, could it be possible?
Look at Sean Payton, Evie.
Yeah, I see
that
I
hand.
See. What, Valdez?
Could it be possible that John had a slip up, like an accidental
like? Like accidental. He thought he was on his burner.
No. Just sometimes you got fat fingers.
It does happen to me. Sometimes when I hit reel, sometimes I like something.
Right.
When I'm just scrolling and I have to go back
and unlike it.
And unlike it because, you know, it's just a random reel. I didn't necessarily like it. I was just scrolling.
And it could be possible. Like, he doesn't follow that girl. It just came up on his algorithm.
It's possible.
And he's. Scrolling through.
Well,
while
at a bare minimum, he's got big butt girls on his algorithm. At a bare minimum.
No, yeah. He's guilty. He's guilty of having
guilty
big butt
by
girls.
Association, if nothing else.
But almost every guy's algorithm has either jugs or butts popping up every couple of reels.
It is funny sometimes. Do you guys, you know, Instagram added this deal now where you can see what like your friends like. You know, up in the right hand corner,
bubbles. It's devastating.
Yeah, so now you go on there and you can say, "Oh, that's what this person like." It just highlights it for you. Boom! It's one thing to surreptitiously maybe like something, and I guess there's a way you could go into someone's history or something. You can see what they're liking, but now it'll take you directly to what your friends are liking.
Devious.
So, like, if Drabby's liking a bunch of big butt girls, it's going to show up on that feed.
I honestly, I haven't liked anything on Instagram.
You've
really.
Been scared off because
I've
of
been
that?
Totally scared off. Now I'm liking dumb crap like
recipes,
tennis lessons,
wholesome material.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Right? It's outing people left and right. It is kind of funny just to see what they're liking. And last but not least, this is just always weird and awkward. Damon Wayans, who I always really liked back in the day. I feel like I haven't seen him in years.
Yep.
But Damon Wayans says he fell in love with his nephew's ex-girlfriend.
Weird. Very. Imagine? What's the age difference?
Let me see.
Damon Wayans played Homie the Clown,
he's
right?
He's 64. Yes.
He's probably
I'm guessing like a 30-some year age difference.
Right.
He clarified he fell in love with the woman around 2001.
Man, that's a long time ago.
And he had gotten divorced, so it was like after all that stuff.
I don't know that he knew the nephew had dated her at first. I think he claims the nephew never was in love with her.
Clarify, he said his nephew and the woman who he did not name were not in love during their ill-fated relationship.
That just mean they smashed?
I guess.
Hey, Marlon Wayans is at MGM in a few days. Wonder if he'll do some jokes about it.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
I doubt it.
Which one's Marlon?
Younger brother, younger. I'm guessing.
I think we had one of them. Was it Marlon? We had one when we were at the MGM. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we had one of our poker opens. And
there's
last
one
but not
that's
least,
in shrinking.
I think it without question, I saw like Firefest, and I've seen interviews with Billy McFarlane. He seems like a likable guy, actually. He must be mentally ill.
He's a grifter, scam, con artist.
But I've seen him in interviews, and I felt like, okay, maybe he seemed normal.
He's got Riz.
He seems like a normal person. This guy's crazy.
He's a psycho.
He's still trying to push this Firefest too, and he's got nothing. He's got no band. He's got nothing. I think at most he might have is a permit for a 12-hour listening party for 250
There's
people.
There's not a country on the planet.
I think like
that wants
the Mexican government is telling people like this is not sanctioned.
Like what is he doing?
You know what he should be doing?
He's running like the most public scam ever.
I don't understand him.
He should be working in radio sales.
Yeah. He could sell anything. I guess.
Because he could sell anything. Sounds like a great talker.
Yeah, I've seen him.
He'd be a perfect fit.
He would be a great account executive.
My impression of him when I saw him
radio
was
insider.
He seemed like a nice guy. Like I know he did terrible things, and I've seen interviews with him. I go, he seems like a reasonable.
He's
nice
definitely
guy.
Gonna try to sell you
but
some
he's crazy.
Sort of, he's gonna try to sell you like a scam credit card, yeah. Like for tickets.
He's a crazy person.
Just tell him to go away.
All right, gotta take a break. Remember, we still have Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. He'll join us at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.